This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, friends, welcome to Saturday night. We've got a lot to get to. This is a coronavirus special. This last week, and this is being produced in conjunction with Kevin McCullough Radio, my daily show, and Radio Night Live, my weekend broadcast. I have separate staff, separate producers, separate people at work, but we are so united tonight to try to bring you answers and to try to bring you hope. It's one of the most important things I think we can do, and so while we are practicing our excessive distancing from one another, we hope to give you, for the next 2 hours, a lot of encouragement. Now, we're going to hear from an all-star cast tonight. We will hear from Kristen B. Tate, Shelley Goldberg, Joy Pullman, and General Jack Keane on a variety of things related to how we respond to the virus, kind of our practical way of living. We'll do most of that in the second hour tonight in the Ladies' Lounge. We will also, in the first hour, hear from Kelsey Bowler, Congressman Pete King, and a man by the name of Gregory Regano. You may not know his name, but you've heard about the study he's been associated with in the last couple of days, because my listeners, you guys, went to bat to make sure that the president got the information he needed to be able to utter the words chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. Why is that important? Because it turns out those drugs, when used in certain applications, according to now multiple controlled group studies, provide an actual cure for coronavirus. So if we want to get out of this quarantine, if we want to be done with this forced homeschooling and all the other inconveniences that life has brought about on us, we need to learn more about that. Gregory Regano has the entire story, and he sat down with me this week at Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's called chloroquine, and that study found that use of chloroquine and its tablets is showing favorable outcomes in humans infected with coronavirus, including faster time to recovery and shorter hospital stays.
All right, so those words right there captured my attention immediately, and I just had to know more about what they were talking about. So tracing down not only who her guest was, but then some of the related Twitter feeds and the documents and so forth attached from there, I found the study that she was referring to. It's titled An Effective Treatment for Coronavirus COVID-19. It was presented by a Columbia doctor and a researcher from Johns Hopkins University in consultation with Stanford University, the University of Alabama at Birmingham School of Medicine, and the National Academy of Sciences. We're not talking about fly-by-night stuff here. We're talking about really certified and credentialed hardcore medical research. And I've got a series of questions for my next guest, because that same researcher who was with Laura Ingraham last night is Greg Regano, and he joins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio today. Greg, thanks for taking the time to be with us, and thanks for what you're doing by making the results of this study known.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. Time is of the essence.
It absolutely is, Greg. And here's what I want to know kind of fundamentally. We'll get into the technical details of what the study reveals. But if we have a vaccination process that people are trying to discover that vaccine and trying to work on getting that clinical test started, which they did yesterday to their credit, that is great. But if we've got an on-the-shelf drug that's been in the medicine toolbox since 1945, isn't it incumbent upon us to begin using that effectively now if we know that it's going to do good?
So pretty simple. The most important point here is that hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine came about in World War II to treat soldiers that were coming back from the East that have contracted malaria. It's
right.
Never come off the market. Hydroxychloroquine has an even better safety profile than chloroquine. In addition, it's used to both prevent and treat malaria, as well as other autoimmune diseases.
So let's get to the bottom line then for coronavirus then. So what did the summary of your research show as it relates to COVID-19?
So this is all evolving extremely quickly. So since we published our paper and Elon Musk actually tweeted it out, it's gotten a tremendous amount of feedback, and it was an incredible crowdsourcing campaign. We, since then, have had extensive contact with Dr. Didier Raoult, he's an eminent MD, PhD, infectious disease specialist out of the south of France, and he will be releasing tomorrow a peer-reviewed study of the first well-controlled clinical trial using hydroxychloroquine to cure patients with COVID-19.
Now, I also saw in the report last night that U.S. CDC research says that not only is this an effective cure for people that are currently infected, but that it also serves as a potential preventative measure. How did they come about with that information?
Right. So that was actually a paper published in 2005, which shows that when chloroquine is applied to cells in the lab, the coronavirus cannot attach to those cells, meaning that it is a preventative measure and it stops transmission. We are starting to generate data amongst physicians, medical doctors who are on the front lines, who are actually starting to take a prophylactic dose of hydroxychloroquine so that they do not contract coronavirus from the patients that they are treating.
So
we are planning to scale up a global clinical trial. We will have a significant announcement later today or tomorrow on the details of that, in which we will be enrolling high-risk patients, specifically medical doctors that are treating coronavirus patients, to start a prophylactic dose of hydroxychloroquine that they do not contract it.
We're speaking with Greg Regano, who is of Johns Hopkins, and he was one of the researchers and authors of the study that we're talking about. I've got this linked up at my Twitter feed, by the way. You can also check it out on the rest of my social media. But the entire original Google document is there. Greg, let's talk a little bit about why this hasn't been uncovered before now. I mean, South Korea seems to have really set the stage here. I think their fatality rate is somewhere under 1%, something like 0.7 or 0.8. We're doing very well in the United States. We're only at 1.7 or 1.8 of confirmed cases. But you compare to Italy or to France or to Spain, and you're talking about a drastic difference because they're at 7 or 8% in each of those countries. How did South Korea know about this? How come the U.S. hasn't made it a part of our standard treatment thus far?
So first it started in China, then to South Korea, and we can learn a tremendous amount from following what these countries did in response to this and the data that they are generating. So both of these treatment guidelines out of South Korea and China were both generally published in their respective languages, and it wasn't traditionally broadcast. So we are essentially a decentralized organization that have contacts in these countries that then essentially facilitated this intelligence to us immediately. More importantly, our kind of decentralization continues in that now we're working with MDs and PhDs between California, Michigan, New York, France, Australia, and other parts of the world. So it's really about not having a central point of failure, moving quickly with people you trust.
Gotcha. Well, that's why the credibility of your research is so important. So what are the findings? What are we seeing in terms of actual numbers? How is it? Actually, we've got to take this break. I want to come right back. We are with Greg Regano, who is one of the co-authors of the study that we're talking about. And as he has just said, there's going to be even more related to all of this coming out in the next 24 to 48 hours. But it's called an effective treatment for coronavirus. The numbers I've seen are pretty pretty impressive. North of 90% in some cases, and in terms of the length of hospital stays, I want to get into all of this stuff as we continue. I'm Kevin McCullough, and if you want more information, I've got this linked up on my social media. You can go to Twitter at KMC Radio. You can go to Facebook.com/Kevin McCullough, and we've got a ton of other resources for you to check out, as I've got all of these documents kind of linked together. Kevin McCullough, breaking news. Stay with us. Yes, please do stay with us. All of that from my weekday broadcast that came in this week. Gregory Regano, a researcher at Johns Hopkins, a research advisor to Stanford University, and a man who's on to the cure. More with him as we continue. We'll also hear yet from Congressman Pete King and the Independent Women's Forum's Kelsey Bowler before this hour is out. It's a coronavirus special trying to give you hope and information that you need tonight. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to a unique edition of Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on Biz TV and great radio stations coast to coast. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling your friends. Podcasts of this broadcast are available free of charge at iTunes and SoundCloud.com, where you can get all of Kevin McCullough broadcast product during the week. We are talking about the cure for the coronavirus, the cure for this unending quarantine, the cure for the blah that our country has gone through in the last week. And I want to continue with the conversation I had with the researcher who brought the cure to market. Gregory Regano, researcher from Johns Hopkins and a research advisor to Stanford University, sat with me this last week in an expanded format that he wasn't able to with Laura Ingraham, who had him on first on the Fox News Channel, talking about chloroquine.
It's called chloroquine, and that study found that use of chloroquine and its tablets is showing favorable outcomes in humans infected with coronavirus, including faster time to recovery and shorter hospital stays.
That was Laura Ingraham last night when my current guest, Greg Regano, was on her show. I know how TV works, Greg. You've only got 4 minutes to get it all out. And even at that, you got to take away time from the questioners. So thanks for spending some extra time with us today. We're talking about a drug that has been basically in the wheelhouse for physicians and for medical personnel since 1945. It's been traditionally an anti-malaria medicine that has been used and been very successful in helping treat and prevent, but we are finding out that it is also ideal for treatment and prevention of what looks like COVID-19. And Greg Regano is a co-author of a study that has just been released, an effective treatment for coronavirus. He, from Johns Hopkins, Dr. James Todaro from Columbia University. We've got the Stanford University School of Medicine, the UAB School of Medicine, and the National Academy of Science researchers all lending a hand. And then there were even some help from on translation issues when they tried to put it in multiple languages so people could get it back and forth from Yale and MIT. So we're talking about very credentialed people working on every step of this process. And Greg, you put it well in the last segment. You said finding a network of people that you trust and moving forward quickly. We're really working against time here because this thing really has exploded literally across the globe. But back to the issue of chloroquine itself, is it possible to begin using this to treat in large measure if these early tests go well? How soon could we begin actually giving it to the most vulnerable, the 80-plus-year-olds, the 70-plus-year-olds, the 60-plus-year-olds?
So, excellent question. So, chloroquine are generally available in the great majority of pharmacies in the world today. The body of evidence around this is becoming undeniable, of which the first well-controlled study will be released in the next 12 hours from one of the most eminent infectious disease specialists in the world. What we're seeing, though, I'm also in contact with manufacturers and pharmaceutical companies, and what we're seeing is there is already starting to be a run on these drugs, meaning that there's starting to be a shortage of chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, and then the next drug that's going to come out to be a combination treatment is azithromycin. There's already starting to be a significant shortage of these drugs, and this is a matter of national security. The United States of America needs to immediately scale up the manufacturing of these drugs so that they are available to any medical doctor to prescribe to their patient immediately.
And the way that the president has approached this, I would anticipate that if these findings prove, as you're indicating they will, the undeniable evidence is going to say, yes, keep working on a vaccine. Vaccine's fine, but we have the cure in hand. And I want to go back to what I was going to ask you about before the break. How effective have they proven to be? What's the percent? How is it being utilized, and how is it helping people? Give us the specifics.
Okay. So the there's data coming from South Korea, Italy, India, and China. That's the most high quality data that my team is assembling. But
okay.
The most eminent data that's going to come out tomorrow is the study out of the south of France. So what they're using, and all of this, by the way, is treatment. What they're using in the south of France in the first well-controlled study is a combination of hydroxychloroquine, which is, you know, as we discussed, used to treat malaria, generic, generally recognized as a safe drug, World Health Organization's most essential medicine, in addition to azithromycin. Azithromycin is also a generic drug that's traditionally used to treat Legionnaires' disease. So the combination of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, which are both very potent antibacterials and antivirals, is eliminating the disease completely, patients testing negative for coronavirus within 6 days of treatment.
And the average contraction to diagnosis to recovery now is running somewhere north of 14 days, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting because there's an incubation period. Meaning
you
contract the virus, you probably don't know if you even contracted it. And what viruses do, think of it like a software program. You know, you get a computer virus, it hacks your computer, it sends on to your friend, and it keeps going. Viruses need to replicate, so they need to get into the host, like a human. They get into your respiratory system, and they start replicating. And then you don't start developing symptoms until the replication has occurred to such a threshold that your body is now, you know, trying to respond to it, and that's when the symptoms start. So it's only really when the symptoms start that you know you really have it. So that process can be anywhere from a month to 2 months.
Gotcha.
You know, from beginning to end.
But this is taking symptomatic people that are symptomatic, they have symptoms, and it's getting them to negative in a six-day period.
Getting them to negative in a six-day period. That is correct.
That is crazy. What are the percentages? I mean, you see the fatality rate in South Korea, and they're only at a 0.8%, which is less than 1% of their total population is dying of the confirmed cases. Is this, how effective is the drug? Is it 100% of the time? Is it 90% of the time? What's the percentage?
So over 90%, might even be 99%. Of patients are treating in this well-controlled study out of the south of France are testing negative within 6 days. So it's effectively a cure to a virus, which is, you know, was said to be mathematically impossible just a few years ago.
Yeah, it's been pretty rare throughout history, but it looks like you've done it. And Greg, we're gonna keep you on speed dial because I want to know more about this as it comes along. I really do think that if we can maximize the thing, friends, if you're listening to us, the beautiful thing about this is it's inexpensive. It can be mass produced. It can be distributed quickly. We can win this race against time. We just need to have Congress and the President and HHS and CDC sign off on this and say, yeah, let's get this into the path of treatment. Greg Regano of Johns Hopkins, thank you so much for being with us today. Very, very grateful for your time.
Thank you so much. Be in touch.
Kevin McCullough, stay with us. As we continue, and if you want the studies, I've still got them linked. They're at the top of my Twitter feed, twitter.com/KMC Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he knows the coronavirus pandemic is causing financial hardships and help is coming.
Small businesses all across the country have made it clear if they're going to keep their lights on and keep their employees on payroll, they need help and they need it now. Americans who have already been laid off due to this crisis have made it clear they need help and they need it now.
Congress is working on a $1 trillion relief bill, and they're hoping for Senate passage on Monday. And President Trump says kids across the country won't have to worry about those required end-of-the-year tests.
The Department of Education will not enforce standardized testing, which is another big deal, requirements for students in elementary through high school for the current school year. Not fair to do that.
Nearly one in four Americans now have orders to stay home. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Listening to a special edition of Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, working in conjunction with all of my staff from my weekday show, my producer there, Alex Garrett, and the folks that help me day-to-day get this broadcast out, and also my weekend show, Ivan Quinones, Nick Riccio, and the entire crew. These are important conversations that took place this week regarding the coronavirus on my broadcast, dealing specifically with the cure. Did you know that two members of Congress have now tested positive for the virus? Congressman Peter King joined me to discuss this.
Chloroquine, and some people would add to it hydroxychloroquine. We're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately.
I cannot tell you how happy those words were to my ears when I heard the president say that today, for a lot of reasons, but for the main part that we've been able to play such a role in waving the flag on this and getting it to the president despite some of the swamp trying to keep the information from getting through. I want to say thank you to the Huckabees. I want to say thank you to Charmaine Yost at HHS, and for those of you that watched my video yesterday and called your congressman congressman and called your senator and said, hey, we need to get an on-the-shelf option going now. I'm all for vaccines. Vaccines are fine, but there's a lot of money to be made if you're a vaccine researcher. Just ask anybody that's in the business. And what we need to do is get a solution out to people. And if you look at the tests that chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine have now proven in four different countries that are using them for treatment, you will see that this has a 99.75% cure rate. And on average, it's about 6 days that it takes. So thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for listening. Thank you for looking at the studies. And friends, if you still want to read the studies, I've got them pinned to the top of my page on Twitter. One of those congressional representatives that's fighting hard for his district every single day and has his entire tenure in Congress, and someone who's breaking my heart because he's leaving Congress and he's not coming back, is Long Island Congressman Peter King. And Congressman King, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you for being with us today.
Kevin, thank you very much. These are tough times, but it's important that tough people stand together, and I am confident at the end of this, we're going to be stronger than when we started. And I agree with you. I think it's time to start thinking outside the box, because we have to do everything conventionally that we know has to be done, but also we have to go beyond that. We have to see what's new, what else can be done, how can we get the job done. And the United States always starts out a bit behind, like in World War II. We had a smaller army than Portugal, I think, at the beginning of the war. When it came to satellites, the Russians were up there first. But once we get mobilized, there's no stopping us. And that's what's happening now. The president is fully mobilized. Everyone.
And thank God for Donald J. Trump for being where he is and doing what he's doing. Congressman, let me ask you, there's a news story out today that a couple of the members of the House of Representatives have tested positive. We heard about some senators that had some exposure at the CPAC event recently. I'm just curious how a member of Congress being diagnosed changes things for the congressional body at large. I know you and I were talking off the air. You were running through your head, when's the last time you saw those two guys. Talk to me a little bit about the reaction.
Yeah, especially Mario Diaz-Balart from Florida. So his brother and I were elected together back in 1992, Lincoln Diaz-Balart, and then Mario came in a few years after that. He's a great guy, and usually we sit in the back row together, and I was trying to think, did we do that in the last week or so? But actually, last week, we had very few votes. We were going back and forth, and we were there at 1 o'clock in the morning, but there really weren't that many votes. So as far as I recall, it was just like, go in, you vote once, and you leave. It wasn't like a very busy week. The reason for that was so much was being done in committees and behind closed doors negotiations to come up with an overall bill that we didn't do a lot of the routine bills that we usually do. So, but anyway, I hope they're doing better. The gentleman from Utah, I don't know him that well. I just really don't know him to see him in the hallway. But Mario, I know extremely well. I know his family extremely well. And I certainly hope that both of them recover. But Kevin, it raises a real issue is if Congress has to go back to vote. And believe me, this is no big deal for me because I can drive there. I can get down there in 5 hours. I can drive. I'm sure they'll work something out where we can just go in and vote and go back outside and they'll wait to come back in again. But when there's a vote on, there's usually 400 or 500 people in the hall together, in the chamber together, and you're going back and forth into the office buildings. And just getting down there, remember, I'm from New York, so I can drive, but you got guys from out west, women from out west, down south, especially people in places like North Dakota, Wyoming, California, Oregon. It could take them 5, 6, 7 hours of airline flight to get here, and others taking trains. That's really what was violating all of the CDC regulations. They could bring any germs with them.
Congressman Peter King, as he appeared on Kevin McCullough Radio during the week and making an appearance here with us on Radio Night Live this special Saturday night. It is our coronavirus special. The cure has been found. Will America find its cure for the quarantine, for the difficulties we've endured over the last week or so? Friends, now that this good news is here, where do we go next? When I continue my conversation with the Independent Women's Forum and longtime Ladies Lounge veteran, Kelsey Bowler. Don't go away.
We'll be right back. I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to a special edition of Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Chloroquine, and some people would add to it hydroxychloroquine. We're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately.
Which is very good news, friends, and it's exactly what I was hoping for when I started rattling cages 2 days ago. I just wanted everybody that had any access to the higher-ups to start telling them about what the results were showing. If you missed it, I've still got both of those studies pinned to the top of my Twitter feed, and you can go and read there the full research studies. There's two of them, and they reference some other combined studies within the context. You can read all of them at KMC Radio on Twitter.com. If you go there today, I'll leave them up pinned at least through the rest of today. But I cannot be happier that the president has looked at the evidence, and they said, we're going to get this done because, as I was telling you the last 2 days, on average, it's a 6-day period that they go from having symptoms or even having the upper respiratory infections. When they add the Z-Pack with it, then it gets rid of the bacterial infections that come along with it. But they go from those symptoms to negative testing in 6 days on average, sometimes a little bit longer. But for the most part, in about 6 days, you can get someone well. And this is something we don't have to wait for. We don't have to wait for a vaccine or anything else. Anyway, Kelsey Bowler is back with us. She's been on this story nonstop. She got me looking at it more seriously a couple of weeks ago. And she's, of course, the editor for the Bright Email. And what's the official title is fellow at the International Women's Forum. Is that correct? Independent Women's Forum.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin. So, yeah, hey. I'm officially with the Independent Women's Forum now as a senior policy analyst. So I'm very excited about that.
And is that going to change, like, from what you've been doing with them in the past, or is it just more of the same?
I am going to be writing for them, doing media on behalf of them, and contributing to their social media campaigns.
Gotcha.
I had a great run with Heritage and the Daily Signal for nearly 6 years, and I made this move because I'm a big fan of Independent Women's Forum, and it also is very mom-friendly and allows me to do much of my work from home while taking care of my baby girl.
Well, if you think about it, women's groups should be mom-friendly. Like, if they're really, truly women's groups and not, you know, just some sort of modern feminist-like expression against something. If they're truly in favor of women, you'd think that being mom-friendly would be a good thing for those guys. Anybody. Anyway.
IWF puts their money where their mouth is.
Kelsey, this is a big deal, the fact that this drug is going to be able to be approved and now given as part of the guidance for the treatment of corona. I always thought if we could find something that was already in existence that was effective, that was going to be much more efficient than pouring a lot of money into vaccine research, which I'm not necessarily against. We can still develop the vaccine, but if this thing is helping and working alongside, let's get people well now while we develop the vaccine going forward.
Absolutely, Kevin. This is such encouraging news, and I have to give you credit. It was early yesterday morning when I first came across this news, and it was thanks to your Twitter feed. So you certainly have been doing more than your part in spreading this hopefully encouraging news. I was just tuning into the press conference where the FDA said they are going to enable more trials of this drug to move forward. That's very good news. It seems like they're proceeding with caution, but considering that we're already using this drug for so many other both preventative and treatment reasons, there's really not any major health concerns that you typically might face when trying to use a new drug to treat a disease that we know so little about.
Yeah, no, and that's the beauty. I mean, we've been using it since 1945, so it's not like it's going to be a lot. There's not going to be a lot of surprises in terms of what they believe. And as the research comes out, you know, I think this is really such an answer to the whole global situation, because if you can arrest the symptoms and you can stop the suffering and you can get people from having the symptoms to symptom free and then eventually a negative reading, we're going to spread a lot of hope a lot of places. Anyway, I didn't mean to focus just on that because you've written a lot of good stuff in today's Bright Email. You started off the email today with the $2,000 per taxpayer plan that the Treasury's trying to come up with. And I got to tell you, Kelsey, there's not a single family on planet Earth that would look at that and say, oh, no, we couldn't use that money. But it is a very big cost to the eventual American taxpayers that are going to end up paying for it.
Right, and unfortunately, I think it's going to come up short. This is, you know, even with the good news that you're sharing, until we have a vaccine, this isn't really going to be erased from our society. Different businesses, different sectors of our economy are going to continue to be affected by it. And, you know, this, you know, if there were ever a time for a government intervention, a government handout, this is it. I think conservatives who are usually very skeptical of moves like this, I think many of us understand the desire to support families and small businesses. And if this is going to help, look, I support it. But I think the administration and Republicans in Congress rightly were trying to balance this, because there are a lot of of employees, like myself included, my husband who is on salary, and he's still able to get paid. He's doing his work from home, and these types of families should not be getting these types of handouts. It's really the small businesses that need this type of help. And for those businesses, although, of course, this is better than nothing, I fear that it might not be enough, and it really we need to get our economy back and working. And, you know, I hope that given the news of a treatment, I hope that will encourage some sectors of the economy to start moving again. But I view all of these fixes as Band-Aids, and we really need to address the underlying problem, and unfortunately that is a vaccine.
Yeah. Well, and I also want to draw attention to another thing you wrote on, because there is a study that says Chinese authorities could have prevented all of this. What did that study find, and how did it end up going so wrong?
Yeah, so this is really important. The study found that China could have prevented 95% of coronavirus infections if measures to contain the outbreak had begun 3 weeks earlier. And instead, what they did was cover up the extent of the outbreak, the seriousness of it. They lied about it. They refused to report it to the World Health Organization. Then they refused the World Health Organization's assistance. And think about that. 95% of this outbreak could have been contained if the Chinese authorities had taken the proper measures to contain it. Some people are saying that this virus is an act of God. It is not. It did not need to be nearly as bad as it is. It did not need to spread globally. This could have been contained.
Words that may come back to haunt us. I'm Kevin McCullough. That was Kelsey Bowler. Radio Night Live continues. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough, special edition of Radio Night Live. And I want to thank Greg Regano of Johns Hopkins University, also an advisor to Stanford University in the research departments there. Congressman Peter King, who gave us the insight on whether or not members of Congress are going to be able to complete their year based on what has happened now that you have two members of the lower body that have the actual virus, and Kelsey Buller from the Independent Women's Forum. When we continue into Hour 2 tonight, we've got a lot more reaction, but we're going to turn practical. How do you survive if you've got your kids at home and you're not used to doing that? Joy Pullman and Shelley Goldberg will both join me, and Kristen B. Tate with some financial thoughts as we have entered this first full week of quarantine and the results of all of that. That will be all in Hour number 2, along with General Jack Keane, military advisor to Fox News and a senior strategic analyst, and always glad to have him with us. He gives us the insight on what the military can do and can be expected to do, basically, in the days to come as well. Now, I know that this is a little bit unusual for us at Radio Night Live. Normally, it looks different on the screen. There's a lot of people making a lot of adjustments. Fox News this week basically built virtual studios for all of their talent in their homes. And they were busy broadcasting and setting up. I know of the television shows from Newsmax and others that are doing the same thing. I'm just thankful that we can get the word out. And tonight, friends, if you find segments of this show helpful, I want you to know that it is available on iTunes and SoundCloud.com, where our podcasts are. You can go back, you can get the audio, you can review it, you can send it, you can forward it to friends. But we had an amazing thing happen this week, because on Tuesday, nobody knew about chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. And we got Gregory Regano on the air. We put the viral video out there, begged people to call their congressmen, their senators, the White House. The Surgeon General's office wasn't really happy with us. He went on Anderson Cooper and some other places and continued to kind of badmouth the chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine treatments, which there's no reason to. He said the studies weren't controlled and so forth. That wasn't true. Those studies were quite controlled. And it's effective 99.75% of the time, as close to 100% as you're going to see in a research study. It's a bulletproof cure for coronavirus. And what we need to do is to be practical about that and say, yeah, let's work for a vaccine, but let's use what we've got on the shelf. And it's in every pharmacy across the country. And let me also add this, friends. If you're someone that's seeking help because your case of coronavirus happens to be rather bad, call your doctor and ask him to prescribe you chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine in amounts similar to the French study from Marseille, France. They found that it was 100% effective. I think it's like 600 milligrams a day for 6 days, and you go from symptomatic to testing negative. Anyway, much more straight ahead as we continue our coronavirus special on Radio Night Live, brought to you in part by MyPillow, Landmark Capital, Balance of Nature, and Christian Solidarity International. So grateful for the partnerships with all those advertisers as we continue live from New York.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.